Joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Knoxville wins it on Friday, 90-32. You could not have had a better season opener, Coach. Congratulations. You're 1-0, first win as the first-year head coach, but my goodness, that was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was, yeah. We kind of tried to push the tempo early. I really didn't put in the game plan that we were going to press at all, but our guys got up and started pressing, and so I was like, all right, let's go.
And did they kind of see something, or did they just say, well, okay, we need to press here?
I guess. I think maybe they had a turnover early, and so once one person goes up there and starts pressuring the basketball, the other guys start to creep up, and then it just kind of cascades from there, I think. So
I know this is not going to – it's not going to be easy every time out, but just to get this season opening, it looks like the guys were just raring to go. They've been practicing for, almost 3 weeks, had that achieved scrimmage, but now it counts. And it looks like they were all ready to go at one time.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we have three teams in practice that are all pretty stacked, 15 guys playing. Then we have a couple extras as well that are still ready to play. They got to play against each other every day, and that's on our coaching staff to kind of motivate them and give them different objectives and constraints that keep them motivated in practice every day, just playing each other. And that can get kind of monotonous, and so being in front of your parents, fans, and all the community members that are here to support us, and a lot of the youth as well that are still here shooting on the baskets, it's really cool for our guys to build the excitement for the team this year.
Is this going to be kind of what we see, you know, kind of get out, run, pressure everything? Is that kind of what this team's identity is going to be this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on our opponent, obviously. But we try to give them a few specific things in the game plan leading up to the game, and then it's kind of on them to execute. Our preparation is going to be in practice as the week goes on. And what I say during the game is not going to make much of a difference, because if we haven't done our work beforehand, then we're probably not going to execute well during the game. And the guys bought into our game plan, and they're showing it tonight. So,
and you told me in preseason Caden Smith was nursing some injury and health issues. It looks like he is all back together.
Yeah, and he hasn't even gone live. This was kind of his first live action of the year so far, and so he said he was feeling good, and he's been biking and trying to, you know, get his cardio and his legs underneath of him a little bit. And so there's no doubt about it. He's a super talented player, and he walks in the gym and just soaks up basketball like a sponge. And so it's great to have him back, and he definitely makes an impact on our team.
I don't know if he missed a three-pointer tonight. I didn't take a ton of them, but he took the ones that he got open. And that is a weapon. You got that guy. Everybody thinks, okay, he's a post player. He'll just go under the basket. But he can sneak out and hit those things.
Yeah, I mean, his sophomore year, I kind of just said, hey, you're more of a guard than you are a post. And, you know, more of a slight frame than just a traditional post guy. And so I said, hey, why don't we just be able to do both? And so we really worked on his shooting form and stuff. And he's put in the time. And, yeah, he's been shooting a lot. And so, like I said, he's a sponge for basketball or about anything athletic that he does, and so it's good to see the work that he's putting in lately here pay off.
We knew Landon Norris would probably come out and have a good game, 22 points, and if he has a good game Tuesday, he's probably hitting 1,000, but, he also dealt with some injury in the offseason, and it looks like he's, back full go now too.
Yeah, and Landon's a super hard worker. He's about – working on basketball stuff or working on his body about every single day. And there's no off season for him really. And so, yeah, he was hurt last year going into the season. He made it back just in time for the season, and then he's hurt again in the fall leading up to this season, and he's figured out how to work his way back and get healthy enough to be able to play. And it's his senior year, so he's trying to do what he can. And, yeah, he's looking okay. So far, so good.
Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady joins us on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. You got everybody in tonight. And, whether they were the starter, the bench player, or the last kid off, it looks like just about everybody contributed in some way.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult to try to figure out who's got to go in and who's, earn those minutes and practice and all those different things, and it's kind of a jumble, but I mean, every single one of those guys works super hard in practice, and they've been really motivated to get better every day. And I think you saw it there kind of the start of the fourth quarter, end of the third quarter, when those guys went in, they were able to hit shots too, and they've really improved. I mean, we turn over a lot of guys from last year's team, and I don't think there's much of a drop off because of the work that they've been putting in. They go against the starters every day in practice, and so they get better every single time they're on the floor. Testament to them for sure.
I see 18 players listed on the varsity. Yeah. That's too many for my score sheet, Coach.
Yeah, yeah, it's too many for our bench, too. We needed more chairs. But, I mean, they've all been working really hard in practice, and I told them, you know, you've got an opportunity to stay on varsity roster here and earn it every day, and you'll keep it. And so far they've all done that, and they've all done what we asked, which is great.
Is there a time where you might pare that down to maybe 15, or are you just going to keep kind of a revolving door of maybe the last three, you know, if you want it, go get it?
Yeah, it's kind of more that way. We've kind of tried to set standards and a high bar for those, and the guys that meet them earn the right to be on the varsity team, and a lot of guys have done that so far, and so they're, you know, really doing what we've emphasized every day and doing a great job of that.
Got to ask, you know, your first game as head coach, what was going through your mind before, pregame and everything?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to enjoy it. I mean, all of our preparation comes leading up in the week, and we go into the games, try to be prepared. In the past, you know, my first couple years here, we would kind of go into the games hoping that we would win, and we have had a few key players, and if they played well, we won, and if they didn't, it was difficult. And you know, this year, it just makes me look like a really good coach when we have a bunch of good players surrounding everybody on the team. And so yeah, it's really fun. Get to enjoy it on game days, but we work really hard in practice leading up to it.
Clark, coming in on Tuesday, another opportunity to get prepared for a team that lost a lot from last year, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, they really did, but they have, you know, one key starter that's back, and Brock Watson, and I know Brock Nall, one of their football guys, and then they've got a few other sophomores and juniors, and I think they had a couple kids that are out for basketball for the first time that I saw on tape that looked really good. They look like they're going to press, get up and down, kind of in-your-face style, and they know that they have to speed it up and kind of junk up the game and try to get easy baskets that way. And so they played right with Mount Air, kind of surprised them early on the other night that I watched, and they're going to play fast, and they're going to be physical, and you know, it'll be anybody's game. We're going to have to prepare and work hard.
All right. Congrats on that first win, and, you know, I think many more to come.
Yeah, thank you, Derek. Appreciate the coverage.
That's Joel Keating, Knoxville boys basketball coach. Panthers winning on Friday, 90-32. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA, KRLS.